Vermont has just held its first ever conference on beetles, bees, and butterflies to consider the threats that all pollinators face in Vermont. The conference was a response to President Obama's directive to create a national strategy to promote the health of honeybees and other pollinators. As a member of the Vermont Beekeepers Association, I went as a representative of the honeybees, pollinators for roughly 20 billion of U.S. crops. Worldwide, all pollinators are critical to $500 billion worth of food crops. Conference speakers described a witch's brew of stresses. Honeybees are threatened because of their intensive management and transport for crop pollination, the globalization of parasitic mites and diseases, and nutritional deficiencies and pesticide exposure outside and inside the hives. Common threats to all pollinators include the loss of habitat through edge-to-edge cultivation for farm corn, the early cutting of forage crops, and in homeowners' obsession with uniformly green lawns. Global climate change is affecting species survival, forage areas, and reducing growing periods for many crops. Numerous speakers pleaded for an end to prophylactic or automatic application of pesticides to crops and lawns. One speaker urged the audience to accept more messy gardens, which would be richer in nutrients and less toxic to pollinators, and stop treating dandelions as horticultural terrorists, I thought. They provide great bee food. Meanwhile, in Montpelier, a bill proposing to ban certain pesticides was amended to regulate what are called treated articles. This is the term the Environmental Protection Agency uses to denote products treated with pesticides, such as utility poles, commercial crop seeds, and lumber. That bill passed 123-16. I'm not sure we need a ban on these pesticides because one of the largest beekeepers in Vermont manages to keep hundreds of colonies healthy right next to fields full of seed-treated corn. And that kind of ban could create conflict between dairy farmers and the rest of agriculture. 20 years ago, advocates for honeybees were forced to compete with other pollinators for government funding and public attention. The co-author of a book called The Forgotten Pollinators actually burst out at one meeting and said, "I hate honeybees." Today, pollinator advocates of all stripes are more likely to agree than disagree. Working together still isn't always easy, but the conference atmosphere was resolute, reminding me of Ben Franklin and his revolutionary words that we must hang together, or assuredly we shall all hang separately.